5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Live on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. Here we go. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, start off first in Jessup and Laurel with some volume increasing, but it's inside the Beltway where we're struggling with the crash. So if you're leaving the Beltway and just as you come out of Greenbelt, watch for delays southbound to continue inside the Beltway past Good Luck Road for the crash after Riverdale Road. So again, that's southbound side, BW Parkway bunched up into Riverdale. And through Chevrolet, also have some volume getting a little bit heavy here right at the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue where we had the crash. Looks like most of that to the shoulder, but just definitely everyone using caution going slowly past that. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway, edge past Stanton Road up toward 295, have some of that stop and go. Definitely seeing the volume delays here in Virginia, Dale City on 95 heading into Woodbridge. Have a still number of areas around the region where crews are out dealing with either some down poles or wires, trees from the storms. We have Swinks Mill Road south of the Georgetown Pike remains blocked each direction. Georgetown Pike between Ellsworth Avenue and West Walker Road, that's where that's closed each direction. And in Laurel Bowie Road between Snowden Pond Road and Powder Mill Road closed. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit A-Plus-HVAC.com today. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue with a gusty breeze this morning in a clear sky. Lots of sunshine as we move through today. Temperatures in the upper 40s, down near 30 tonight with a partly cloudy sky. Late day clouds with showers coming in tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Leesburg, 27 and only 32 in Washington. Dwayne Wade gives a special jersey to the family of a slain Florida student. See a video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. Happy Monday morning. Joining us at 7:05 is Joe DeGeneva. We'll discuss the Mueller investigation and how far afield it has gone from its initial purpose. At 7:35, Peter Navarro, the director of the White House Trade Council, will be with us to discuss the effect of the tariffs that the president is discussing. And at 8:05, it's Christian Toto to talk about the awards last night that none of us were invited to. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Oh, you heard Mary mention it. A 10% tax on all aluminum imports and a 25% tariff on steel. That's the announcement. Peter Navarro was on the Sunday shows this weekend. And joining us now to break it all down is Peter Morici, a University of Maryland economist. Peter, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So your initial reactions to the president's announcement of these tariffs?
Well, as was with solar panels, these industries have been dramatically damaged by Chinese subsidized competition and unfair trade practices. China has dramatically increased its ability to make metals with subsidies and flooded global markets. And just shutting down China doesn't end the problem because, for example, aluminum is really an absolute commodity, even more than oil. You can't tell aluminum made in the United States, Bolivia, or China one from another. And so basically, if we shut off Chinese aluminum, it goes to Canada, and then Canadian aluminum comes to the United States. More accurately, places like Turkey and Korea. That's why they're addressing the problem this way. Now, the critics say, well, you know, you really ought to engage your allies. I agree, if the allies were engageable. When we go to the Europeans and ask for help with China, as President Obama did, They tell us to pound salt. They're only willing to help in words only when we do something like this. If the Germans can't make a dollar at something, or if it's going to cost them a dollar, they won't cooperate. And if the French, for example, aren't viewed in the process as absolutely the preeminent party, they're not interested. Between the German profit motive and French pride, well, that's why Britain's bolting out of the European Union.
You know, the president talked about...
I need you to speak up.
The president talked about bad trade deals, unfair trade deals, when he was campaigning. So how is this a surprise to anyone? Isn't this what the people loved when he was campaigning? We liked this talk.
Well, the base says it likes it. I mean, if you look at, you know, if you look at my tweets and you look at the reaction and even some thoughtful leaders in the financial press, are like for example Charles Payne on Fox, is very much for this policy. I think while this policy is merited, what is lacking here, and that Peter Navarro can never give anyone, Wilbur Ross can never give anyone, is what they want out of China. In other words, what would a new trading relationship with China look like? This administration sees a problem, and it's angry, and it comes up with remedies, but it doesn't have an end game. That's what bothers me. And the thing is so demagogued. For example, you know, you had the global supply chain shutting down and the world crashing down as a result of this. Well, that did not happen when we imposed steel tariffs back in 2002. That's the first thing. And the second thing is we're hearing stories about how it's going to shut down whole industries. Let's look at the aluminum can industry. This is probably going to raise the cost of an aluminum can a quarter of a cent. And it's going to raise the cost of a six-pack that cost a six-pack of Bud, a 12-pack of Bud, by, you know, maybe 3 cents on a $20, you know, package of beer. Now, how can that have that kind of consequence? You know, I'm an economist and I've done the math. It just can't have that kind of consequence. But, you know, anything that this president wants to do or suggest is absolutely distorted by the press. And I can give you example after example, whether it's the big dig going on to the Hudson River. The New York Times was vilifying Trump for that this weekend when Chuck Schumer made that mess. Whatever it is, whatever this guy suggests doesn't get a fair hearing. So we start to come to a consensus as a country about what's reasonable to do. But at the end of the day, Peter Navarro can't put out there a reasonable policy towards China and a reasonable set of prescriptions. You know, they certainly don't communicate, with people that are allied with them in the professions, in the economics profession and legal profession. They just sort of walled up there making war with Cohen and Mnuchin, who are against this policy. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, the internal politics are terrible.
So, you know, we're talking about sort of it won't destroy the global supply chain. But on the flip end, will it support industries in the United States? Will we see growth in the U.S. steel industry as a result of this?
I think it depends. You know, first of all we've heard is what the president's going to oppose, 25 and 10.
He
hasn't talked about the duration, exceptions, things like that. In order to really help these industries, it has to be long-term. The aluminum smelting industry is very small now in the United States, but there is an aluminum industry, people that import basically slabs of aluminum and roll it out, because smelting has gone to places where the subsidies are available. It can't be something that lasts 18 months. It has to be long-term to have an enduring effect. Steel, it's a little bit more possible to ramp up quickly than aluminum, and there's certainly a lot of excess capacity laying around in steel. But, you know, in the end of the day, the jobs only last if you come up with a permanent solution to China's illegal trade practices, or this is a permanent, this is a permanent condition. But either way, the U.S. economy, the world is not going to come to an end because of this. Mm-hmm. And if the Europeans want to be so indignant, well, you know something? They're indignant about everything we suggest and every flaw we point out to them. I mean, they basically treat Donald Trump like he's a criminal. So, you know, how is it possible to take their indignance seriously? I mean, I got such a kick. Theresa May calls up the president expressing her concerns. As soon as he was elected president, her body language was so repulsive in his direction. How can she expect that? You know, Donald Trump's a real statesman for taking her phone calls. He really is. he really is, because she's just like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, you know, Donald is a real statesman for even bothering with Nancy Pelosi after the State of the Union. I mean, she behaved like a sulking child in the back of my classroom who got a D on the exam because she didn't study. Guess what, Nancy? You lost the election. This is a democracy. You're supposed to honor the president and work with him until the next round of voting. Hello, Nancy. Founding fathers wrote that down.
Well, I can tell you who's not going to be taking your class. Peter Morici.
No, she's not going to be taking my class. And, you know, if she came to register at the university, they probably wouldn't let her in my class because the university might be afraid that she actually might learn something, because they're right in line with her.
Uh-huh. Peter Morici, thank you. Really appreciate it. As always, join us again soon on Economics, sir.
Bye-bye.
6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. He does not like Nancy Pelosi, by the way. I don't know if anybody can tell. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning. Here we go. Around the Capitol Beltway, good. We're nice and quiet, Maryland and Virginia. Seeing some volume forming in Silver Spring, but I don't have any incidents reported. We do have some issues, though. Let's start Interstate 95 VA, heading through Dale City to Woodbridge. It's been about the volume that was increasing. And then we had a fender bender northbound as you head up toward Dale City. That's now to the shoulder. Still a little bit of distraction. Accident on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway puts us in early delays here inside the Beltway. But crews tell me they literally just put that to the median. So you can see it each direction. But inside the Beltway, watch for delays to get you past to 450 Annapolis Road, past 410. So that's the focal point of those backups.
All right, sunny today, breezy, a high of 49 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, increasing clouds with periods of showers later in the day, a high of 48 degrees. It's 31 degrees in the nation's capital, 617 on WMAL. All right, the President of the United States finally making, I don't know, nice with the press is the right term, but definitely working with the press to some capacity. The president finally going to the Gridiron Dinner over the weekend. It's a dinner hosted in Washington. It's attended by a bunch of journalists. There are no cameras there, but all of the jokes are documented. And the president busts on the press and his own administration. And there were a bunch of jokes that were written down about that the president gave, so we'll share some of them with you. The president saying, you know, my staff was concerned that I couldn't do self-deprecating humor, and I told them not to worry. Nobody does self-deprecating humor better than I do. That's one way to do self-deprecating humor. He goes on to say, Orrin Hatch said that Donald Trump is the best at self-deprecation in the history of America, better than Washington and better than Lincoln. Moving on, he talks about Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his recusal. Remember, Jeff Sessions, of course, recused himself from, like, literally everything in the Justice Department, which is why the president has been kind of upset with him. I offered him a ride over, Trump said, and he recused himself. What are you going to do? But that's okay. On the failing New York Times, he says the following. You, the New York Times, are an icon. I'm a New York icon. And the only difference is I still own my buildings.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum. The New York Times doesn't own its building in New York City. Let's see. Vice President Mike Pence. Oh, he always gets crap for his Pence rule, where he's not allowed to, you know, be in a room with another woman unless his wife is there one-on-one, right? So he's created that distance, and he's always getting crap for that in the press, which thinks that it's ridiculous. This from the president. The other day, we were in line shaking hands with men and women, and a woman came over to shake his hand and said, and he said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. My wife is not here. He's 25 years ahead of his time, folks. So I guess he's beating the Me Too movement back. On impeachment, this is Trump saying, you know, lately, Mike Pence has been showing a particularly keen interest in the news these days. He starts out each morning asking everyone, has he been impeached yet? Mike, you can't be impeached when there's no crime. Please remember that. So Mike Pence waiting in the wings, according to the president. He mentioned Steve Mnuchin and the lovely Louise Linton, who like to pose with pictures of money. Or actually, no, not pictures, actual money. I'm sorry, giant sheets of dollar bills at the Treasury. He said, we're also honored to be joined by Secretary Steve Mnuchin. You saw him and his beautiful wife on stage before. A lot of energy in that room. When she asked whether or not she could sign the money, I said, Steve, you've got a lot to handle. I said, you can't do that, Stephen. So I guess Louise Linton. I think it sounds to me that Trump may have written his own jokes here. Because
you don't think they're funny? I think some of them are
They're fine.
Yeah, some of them are funny.
They're fine. Also, the problem is, like, whatever they were written down as is, you know, is not the way that he said it. So he throws in an extra believe me or whatever at the end. So it waters down the effectiveness. But I'm sure in person, gut-bustingly hilarious. If only we had Alec Baldwin to read these out for us in his own voice. It doesn't sound like Trump at all. On the White House, he says the following. So many people have been leaving the White House. It's actually been really exciting and invigorating because you want new thoughts. So I like turnover. I like chaos. It really is good. Now, the question everyone keeps asking me is, who's going to be the next to leave? Steve Miller or Melania?
They went on to say, that is terrible, honey, but you love me, right?
That is terrible, honey. Melania. Poor Melania. I guess she's not leaving yet. I guess she was amused. I hope so. Let's see. The Swamp. Here, this is a good one. I know Mayor Mitch Landrieu feels right at home in Washington, coming from Louisiana. I love Louisiana. Where's Mitch? Where the hell are you? I love you in Louisiana. Not too bad, right? Not bad, Mitch. But he's used to being in that swamp. It's a beautiful swamp. I like that swamp. This swamp, I hate. Not so good. He hates D.C.
Yeah.
On Dreamers. But we were talking about the Dreamers, and quite honestly, Democrats can fantasize all they want about winning in 2020. Those are the Dreamers.
Cena, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Kim Jong-un, he says, I won't rule out direct talks with Kim Jong-un. I just won't. As far as the risk of dealing with a madman's concerned, that's his problem, not mine. It's his problem.
That's funny.
Yes. This all started with him commenting on his own bald spot at CPAC, by the way.
Yes, he got really good reviews about that, that it was received really, really well. So now he's going to start to be funny.
I think he's like, so wait, if I make fun of myself, that works? They loved his bald spot joke. On Jared Kushner, he says the following. Before I get started, I want to apologize for arriving a little bit late. You know, we're late tonight because Jared could not get through security.
Which is really funny.
I will tell you, he is a good guy, and he has suffered. He is a great guy, he says. And then he went on. He says, as I'm sure you've seen, we're now riding very high in the polls, which is hard to believe considering I never get any good press, but I just hit 50 in the Rasmussen poll. A lot of people said I wouldn't be able to do so well after losing my so-called chief strategist, but somehow we're still doing great without Omarosa. Omarosa is not the chief strategist. That's the joke. It might be hard for you to believe, but I do love gatherings like these. They give you a chance to socialize with members of the opposition party. It's very important. And it's also great to see some Democrats here also. It's the president. 622 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
You know, conventional wisdom says you have to buy a new mattress about every 8 to 10 years. A lot of people don't even know that. They just wait until they just can't take it anymore. Like, boy, it's been 20 years. We've had this mattress as long as we've been married. We should change it. No, every 8 to 10 years. And we had a valley growing in ours and we were ignoring it. We finally decided we need to replace the mattress. We cleared out a whole Saturday afternoon because we knew it was going to take forever. Went to Mattress Warehouse and we met this great guy named Roy. And he introduced us to Bedmatch. Roy had us enter some information into a computer and lay down on a mattress, and he had us change positions a couple times. Within 3 minutes, the computer had calculated our pressure points, our sleeping positions, and our weight distribution, and it gave us a list of 6 mattresses that were best suited for us. So instead of 3 hours, it took 3 minutes. We didn't have to spend the entire afternoon trying out every mattress in the store. Whatever your needs or price range, you can find your match at Mattress Warehouse. So if it's time to replace your mattress, and it probably is, go to Mattress Warehouse, where they use science, not pressure, to match you with your perfect mattress. To find a Mattress Warehouse near you, just go to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Baltimore Washington Parkway. Hang on here. Coming out of Greenbelt, the delays continue to grow. Heading in toward Riverdale, the crash southbound BW Parkway between 410 and 450. They had that into the median, but they might need to block a lane again when the tow truck comes. So definitely big delays on the Baltimore Washington Parkway. If you're opting for 50 heading in through town, you're going to find some slowdowns past 410 as well. And heading down toward 202 earlier, had the minor crash cleared as you head toward the split for the BW Parkway. Taking 201 Kenilworth Avenue, that's good off the Beltway. Not too much of any delays there. So a couple options for you. For 270 through Urbana-Hyattstown, slow on 95 Virginia and Dale City. The crash had been in the left lane, giving us heavier than normal delays. Dale City into Woodbridge. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smart. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue with a gusty breeze this morning in a clear sky. Lots of sunshine as we move through today. Temperatures in the upper 40s, down near 30 tonight with a partly cloudy sky. Late day clouds with showers coming in tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
31 degrees in the nation's capital, 626 on WMAL.
You know, it's almost cherry blossom season. Yeah. Time for the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Spring makes my fever rise.
Spring fever.
All right. Thank you, Elvis. I think that was Elvis. Well, the National Park Service is predicting that the cherry blossoms are going to hit one of their earliest peaks ever.
I believe it.
This is going to be an early one this year. They're saying somewhere between March 17th and March 20th, if the weather holds. Typically, the peak bloom date is when 70% of the cherry blossoms are open. Next week, the buds are going to progress to this stage. So starting late this week, they're going to progress to the stage if everything goes as expected. But remember last year, do you remember what happened? They started to bloom. The peduncles elongated. And then we had a cold spell, and a lot of the buds were damaged. The Cherry Blossom Festival, March 20th through April 15th. The parade, Saturday, April 14th. So hopefully there will be lots of cherry blossoms just in time for
some of those festival. Early cherry trees are already blooming. I'm seeing them out there around Washington.
The peduncles have elongated.
The peduncles. 628 on WMAL.
For more than three decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. We strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's official. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. More than 50 million U.S. homes get Newsmax TV for the real news on the Trump revolution, with smart analysis from Mike Regan, Alan Dershowitz, David Horowitz, Bernie Kerik, Nancy Brinker, and the best conservative minds in America. Tune into Newsmax TV now on Dish 216, DirecTV 349, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want Newsmax TV.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications, and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
All right, well, the Academy Awards last night. We'll find out who took home an Oscar, who took home one of those gold statues, and also who left us at home with the impression that they can't help themselves but just talk about politics. The answer? A lot of them. So we'll share with you in a moment. 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Last Friday's powerful windstorm is still having an impact on us this morning. Schools are opening 2 hours late today in Fauquier County and in Prince William County. In Fairfax County, most schools are open, except for seven elementary schools that still don't have power. You can get the list of those schools at WMAL.com. Thousands of people still have no electricity this morning, days after the storm. Dominion Energy now has about 18,000 without power, Pepco about 2,000, BGE about 31,000, and about 1,400 customers of Novec are still in the dark. Starting today, there's a change in where you catch an Uber or Lyft ride at Reagan National Airport.
We're going to temporarily move all Uber and Lyft pickups to the upper level from the lower level of where they now operate.
Airport spokesman Rob Yingling says the move is part of a months-long construction project at DCA. A few Republicans are advising President Trump to reconsider the tariffs he announced last week on steel and aluminum imports.
China may produce half the world's steel, but it is only 11th in tonnage of countries from which the U.S. imports raw steel material. On CBS's Face the Nation, Senator Lindsey Graham urging the president to reconsider the tariffs that might hit Canadian, Mexican, Brazilian steel imports much harder.
Solution is let China off the hook. It's only going to hurt American consumers and our allies.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, who claims his state's once vaunted steel industry is nothing but a shell now, agreeing with the president's move on CNN's State of the Union.
Even though they're saying it might not come directly from China, it comes some variation. Now look at the deficits that we have, the trading deficits.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A South Korean delegation right now is in North Korea for a two-day visit aimed at continuing talks between the two nations.
We believe that Kim Jong-un is meeting at this moment with South Korea's spy chief and their top security advisor. This is the highest level South Korean delegation to visit Pyongyang in more than a decade. Talks with the United States are the number one item on their agenda. They have to figure out, the South Koreans, if they can find some common ground between North Korea and the U.S., given just how vast far apart they are on this nuclear issue.
Correspondent Will Ripley. And the big awards at the Oscars last night were pretty well spread out.
The Shape of Water took Best Picture and its director, Guillermo del Toro, Best Director. Darkest Hour's Gary Oldman took the Best Actor honor.
An unforgettable experience and a highlight of my career.
Frances McDormand was picked as Best Actress for her work in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Correspondent Jim Roop. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,538, the Nasdaq at 7,258. Sports sponsored by IKEA. The Wizards dropped their third straight, losing to Indiana. College basketball, the Maryland women fall short in the Big Ten title game and lose to Ohio State. Exhibition baseball, two wins for the Nats, a win for the O's. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMA.
It's the perfect time to start planning your dream kitchen at the IKEA Kitchen Event. IKEA family members get 15% back when they spend $2,000 or more on kitchen products. And with new financing with the IKEA Project Credit Card, remodeling your kitchen is now even more affordable.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Remember the days when you and your doctor could take the time to sit down together and talk? In today's healthcare, it's getting harder to find that kind of care. That's why you need the Princeton Longevity Center. A Princeton Longevity comprehensive exam is more than just scientifically proven strategies for preventing life-changing diseases. It's a full day of one-on-one time with their caring team of board-certified doctors and specialists in nutrition and fitness. You'll get the care and attention you need, the latest preventive medicine technology, and an individually tailored plan for getting your health back on track. If the only thing that's changed about your annual physical in the past 20 years is the time you get to spend with your doctor, then it's time to see what you've been missing at Princeton Longevity Center. Call now to schedule your exam at 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC. Or learn more about our centers in New Jersey, Connecticut, and Metro DC by visiting us online at PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. Your one day at Princeton Longevity Center could make a lifetime of difference.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, let's start with you. And we're still waking up some problems because of the windstorms that we had been dealing with. Georgetown Pike at Ellsworth Avenue with the tree down. That remains closed west of Walker Road. Swinks Mill Road south of the Georgetown Pike also closed again with repairs in that area. Let's go Interstate 95 where we had the crash south northbound on 95 in Dale City. That was in the left lane. Now, once beyond that, now Lorton Newington seeing some of the volume, filling in delays on 395 off the Beltway and through Landmark, and again at the 14th Street Bridge as rush hour gets underway. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, here we go. Out of Greenbelt, we are jammed to continue inside the Beltway. The crash between 450 and 410, that sits to the median. So the closer you get to the incident, the better the pace, but that backup is still pretty intense beginning before you get to 193. So be prepared for that. George Washington Parkway, you're off to a quiet start. At Suitland Parkway is very slow past Stanton Road, continuing to 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice looking Monday. Nice dry pavement for the commute. And a gusty north breeze around. Plenty of sunshine. It'll stay breezy this afternoon. 49. Some clouds tonight down near 30. Suburbs a bit colder. Tomorrow, 48. Showers later in the day and a chance of showers Wednesday. Highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Happy Monday morning. Joining us in about half an hour at 7:05, it's Joe DeGeneva. We have a lot to discuss with him, especially about the Mueller investigation, where it seems to be going. At 7:35, Peter Navarro, the director of the White House Trade Council, will be with us to discuss tariffs. And is there a war going on? It's a tariff war. And at 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic, will be joining us to discuss the Oscars and what you missed. Who won, who lost? I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies.
Well, good morning. Let's talk about those Oscars for a moment, because got started last night. There was some question of how political Jimmy Kimmel would be. I'm not really sure why there was much of a question, though, considering everything he does seems to be political these days, or at least that's the direction he's taken his show, and that's the direction he took last night's show and it did, as well, and he wasn't alone. There are a whole bunch of celebrities who took it in that direction. Real quick, I want to get out some of the winners from last night. You had the Shape of Water winning Best Picture, which was a big deal, I guess. The Shape of Water, that Cold War era film about a mute woman who falls in love with a fish man. That was the best picture.
I don't, when that movie first came out and people were discussing it, I heard horrid reviews. People were making fun of it. They said it was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Like, why? I mean, this is a perennial with the Oscars. The fact is the films are so disconnected with popular consumption. Like, you know, you check out, like, the actual box office on the movies that are considered the winners in all of this, and they're rarely matched up, you know? It's like, people love their superhero films. People love Wonder Woman, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Black Panther, how well it's doing right now. But instead, the movies we get are more artistic films or message films. There were some historic wins for best screenplay. Jordan Peele, first black man to win in that category, best original screenplay, for his movie Get Out. So that was a nice victory for him. And a bunch of Gary Oldman won for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. I've heard very good things about that movie. Gary Oldman depicting Winston Churchill in full costume and looking incredible in the role. He won as best actor in a leading role. So I'm going to share some of the actual politics of the night with you and Jimmy Kimmel and everything else. Here's Jimmy Kimmel at the beginning talking about the fact that last year they screwed up the award for best. Was it best picture, I believe?
Yeah.
They screwed up best picture last year and how they were going to handle it this year.
I do want to mention, this year when you hear your name called, don't get up right away. Give us a minute. We don't want another thing.
They don't want another thing. And then Kimmel goes on to talk about Black Panther and how successful that's been lately.
Over the course of this evening, I hope you will listen to many brave and outspoken supporters of movements like Me Too and Time's Up and Never Again, because what they're doing is important. Things are changing for the better. They're making sure of that. It is positive change. This is a night for positivity, and our plan is to shine a light on a group of outstanding and inspiring films, each and every one of which got crushed by Black Panther this weekend. That's okay. The success of Black Panther is one of many positive stories this year, especially for African Americans and Bob Iger. Black Panther and Wonder Woman were massive hits, which is almost miraculous, because I remember a time when the major studios didn't believe a woman or a minority could open a superhero movie. And the reason I remember that time is because it was March of last year.
He says, forgetting every Will Smith movie ever created.
But I still laughed.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, it's funny, but it's just not true. Anyway, I mean, how long is it? Do we go until this is not a novelty anymore?
Listen, I do you know anyone who watched this? Because I don't. I know one person who watched this. I remember when this used to be a big deal. When watching the Oscars was must see TV. It's not anymore. It's become a political rally. It divides the country. People who truly love movies, I think there's a lot of them who don't want to hear the political stuff, or there's always an agenda. It was somber. There were the whole Me Too thing, the whole anti-gun thing. They were wearing orange buttons on their lapels about to be anti-gun. Yet they had over 500 armed LA police officers protecting them.
Yeah, no, exactly. Great points. And I just to go back to the point though about like women being the leading role in a hero movie, that happens literally all the time now. All the time. I mean, it's almost weird to see a white male hero in a particular movie in 2018, because you've got, you go to the Hunger Games, literally everything. They're all like female leads, which is fantastic. Totally fine. But what's the idea with sending a message in all of these things? All the time.
But see, and that's exactly what I think leads to this turnoff with the Oscars. As you pointed out, they don't give Oscars to movies that people have actually really seen, unless you're one of these people who goes to see these indie movies and things like that. So I think they've alienated the majority of the American population, the average people, who maybe go to one or two movies a year, go see like Black Panther or some other blockbuster. And then the only other reason you tune in is to be lectured by a bunch of privileged, know-it-all liberal elitists.
All right, well,
who wants to consume that?
I do. Here comes some of that lecturing in just a moment. You'll be able to hear it for yourself. 6:43 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Have you tried to hire anybody lately? Yes, it's hard. You posted those job boards. You hope you're going to find the right person for the job. But think about it. How often do you personally check job boards? For most people, it's actually pretty occasional. But there is a place where people go daily, every day, to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there, LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn. It's the world's largest professional network, and it's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who have posted to LinkedIn Jobs in the past year. And because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and so much more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. You know what that means? Fewer resumes thrown out, fewer names crossed off. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, even yours and mine. Don't settle for posting and hoping the right person's going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
The couch is the center of fun, watching your favorite shows, taking out some serious bad guys, and crushing some crispy, golden, delicious Totino's pizza rolls. What are you waiting for? Satisfy the craving and stock up today. Live free, couch hard. Totino's pizza rolls.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, I started the first micro distillery in the state of Texas with my dog, Dog Joe, at my side. We're still working with dogs out at the distillery after all these years. Learn more about how dogs are a part of life here at Tito's Handmade Vodka at vodkafordogpeople.com. Tito's Handmade Vodka is made from corn and naturally gluten-free. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, if you take the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, hanging with it, this is what to expect. Coming southbound in Laurel, slows between 198 and 197. And then as you head toward Greenbelt, just before the Beltway near 193, volume that takes you inside the Beltway, but it gets better the closer you get to 410 and 450, where we had the crash that caused these delays, now sits to the median. And on 50, inside the Beltway through Chevrolet, delays near 410, and that's pretty much stop and go. Seeing very little break as you continue down to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Work good. Or quiet on the southeast-southwest freeway in each direction. Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound in Dale City. That crash now to the shoulder. And again, heads-up reminder, there's some areas where we're still dealing with cleanup from the winds. Georgetown Pike between Ellsworth Avenue and Walker Road. That's closed with a tree down. Swingsville Road south of the Georgetown Pike. That remains shut down as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good push now. Sunshine. We'll watch it walk right across the skies. We head on through today. Good-looking Monday. Lots of sun at about 49 with a gusty northwest breeze at times. Overnight tonight, we'll fall back to near 30 degrees. And the 20s will be around out in the suburbs. Tomorrow, some late-day showers, 48. And we could see some showers on Wednesday and chilly temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, we got a 31 degrees, 647 on WMAL. All right. So we've got a couple other things here for you. Here's Jimmy Kimmel ripping Fox News Channel. Oh, that's nice. That works well with that audience in the room. Jimmy Kimmel, take it away, Mr. Comedian.
I'm hopeful that things will go smoothly tonight. We can't ruin this one. This is a special year. This is a big one. These are the 90th Academy Awards. This is history happening right here. Our friend Oscar is 90 years old tonight, which means he's probably at home right now watching Fox News.
Got him. Meanwhile, Jimmy Kimmel talking about equal pay and female movie directors. Here he is.
Greta Gerwig is the first woman to be nominated for a director in 8 years. And that's important. Only 11% of movies are directed by women. And that is nuts. We still have a very long way to go in that department, and a very long way to go when it comes to equal pay, especially when you look at what happened with Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams. We all know the story. Mark Wahlberg was paid $1.5 million to reshoot his scenes, while Michelle Williams, for her reshoots, got per diem. She was paid $80 a day for the same thing. And what made it especially unfair is that Mark and Michelle are represented by the same agency. And I have to admit, this story really surprised me. This one shook me, because if we can't trust agents,
he's very upset with them. Meanwhile, let's move on to taking shots at the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
Another exceptionally gifted young actor who is nominated for the first time is Timothy Chalamet. He looks very dashing tonight. Wow, look at that cut. Are you having fun, Timothy? This is a big deal. Timothy is missing Paw Patrol to be here tonight. Don't worry, Ryder and his team of pups saved the day, so. Timothy is the star of a small but powerful story called Call Me By Your Name, which did not make a lot of money. In fact, of the 9 Best Picture nominees, only 2 of them made more than $100 million. But that's not the point. We don't make films like Call Me By Your Name for money. We make them to upset Mike Pence.
There you go. Because it involves a gay relationship. So Mike Pence would be upset because it involves a gay relationship. That's the joke. Let's see. Shape of Water. Listen to this one. I chuckled at this one. Here we go. Shape of Water.
The most nominated movie tonight, a film that's up for 13 Oscars, is The Shape of Water, written and directed by Guillermo del Toro, a wonderful man. Congratulations. I'm very happy for Guillermo. You made a beautiful movie, and thanks to Guillermo, we will always remember this year as the year men screwed up so badly, women started dating fish.
Yeah, that's right. Because remember, folks, a mute woman has a relationship with a fish in Shape of Water. Kind of weird.
For my husband, a mute woman is his dream.
And your husband's no fish. Come on now. 651 on WMAL.
Spring is almost here, and that means it's time for EMP 180 Weight Loss's second annual March into Summer promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and any time is a great time to lose weight, but right now can be an especially motivating time. Here's the deal. On average, men lose 3 to 5 pounds of fat per week on EMP 180 Weight Loss. So if you've got 50 pounds to lose, you could be at your goal as early as May or June. That's right. You can start this summer fit and healthy. Enjoy the beach, have more energy on the golf course. It's as easy as making that call to EMP 180 Weight Loss right now. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180, and for me, weekly weigh-ins were a huge motivation. Being able to see and track the weight loss with my coach has really inspired me. So march into summer at EMP 180 Weight Loss and join the growing number of happy, healthy, and fit EMP 180 graduates. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost 1 million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Monitoring Treatment Efficacy through Thermography on Wednesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
.653 now. Time to check in on how your money's doing. Jessica Ettinger is at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey, Vince. Good morning. After 3 losing weeks on Wall Street, investors try again, looking for a possible winner this week. But futures are mixed today, pointing to a mixed open this morning on Wall Street. Markets are higher in Europe. They closed mostly lower overnight in Asia. Crude oil is ticking a little higher this morning. Investors have no earnings reports to look at today, but trade turmoil may take center stage again. Today's the final day of the 7th round of NAFTA negotiations between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Amazon will not sell any new Google Nest smart home products. Business Insider says this is because Amazon's now competing with Google in that space after buying the Ring video doorbell company. Nest makes similar security systems and smart thermostats and other smart home products. Fox's The Shape of Water won the Oscar for Best Picture last night, as you've been hearing. It took 3 months to make $57 million at the box office. Disney Marvel's Black Panther has made a $500 million in just 17 days and won the weekend for the 3rd straight week. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News and 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Need garage door repair? Visit garagedoorrepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's take you to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound through Laurel, 198 to 197, and then the pace is improving. The incident inside the Beltway near 410, that has been cleared. Now, northbound side, BW Parkway, bit of volume toward 197, and to note, just east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 197, Laurel Bowie Road still closed between Snowden Pond Road and Powder Mill Road, and that's due to repairs from the windstorms last week. Now, inside the Beltway through Chevrolet, 50, stop and go. Here we come from near 410, and that's continuous down to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. New York Avenue, fine, down to 3rd Street Tunnel. Signal light delays, definitely starting to see that slowing for the morning commute. The Georgetown Pike between Ellsworth Avenue and Walker Road, that's still closed with repairs, again, due to storm damage. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue with a gusty breeze this morning in a clear sky. Lots of sunshine as we move through today. Temperatures in the upper 40s, down near 30 tonight with a partly cloudy sky. Late day clouds with showers coming in tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 31 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:56 on WMAL. More from the Oscars for you. And, you know, I'm struck by a number of things. One of them is kind of like all the imbalances between men and women, the notion that women are treated so unequally. Why don't they just change all the awards to be non-gender specific then? How about not have Best Actor and Best Actress?
Just one award.
Yeah, one category. Why don't you do that? Oh, no, we can't do that. Why? Well, I can't explain why, but we shouldn't do that. Well, you should explain it. Watch. I bet you in the next 5 years, someone in Hollywood will advocate for making those awards one gender. That's it.
I want to say that that happened a while ago. I want to say that that idea was floated a couple of years ago.
It's coming back. Trust me.
It is?
Yeah.
You get your crystal ball going?
No, I've got it. I keep it handy. It's been dusty lately, but I'm uncovering it now. Tiffany Haddish and Maya Rudolph stepped up to the stage to make fun of white people.
When we came out together, we know some of you were thinking, are the Oscars too black now?
Well, we just want to say, don't worry. There are so many more white people to come to.
Mm-hmm. And not just movie stars. No. There are white people walking around with headsets,
yep.
White people with clipboards.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm personally not a fan of white people with clipboards because I'm always wondering, what are they writing down about me?
Oh, yeah.
Then you've got Lupita Nyong'o and Kumail Nanjiani who stepped up on stage together to talk about the fact that they are dreamers. Here's this. It's nonstop last night. Listen.
We are also immigrants. I'm from Kenya.
And I'm from... Kenya's in the house. And I am from Pakistan and Iowa. Two places that nobody in Hollywood can find on a map.
And like That's everyone in this room and everyone watching at home, we are dreamers. We grew up dreaming of one day working in the movies. Dreams are the foundation of Hollywood, and dreams are the foundation of America.
Also
and
money.
So,
a lot of money.
To all the dreamers out there, we stand with you.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks, guys.
Why would they want to equate their legal immigration into this country with someone who just jumped the line? Why would they want to do that?
Well, maybe they were revealing something. Maybe they're illegal.
Well, I think that she immigrated legally because she's really famous, right?
Real quick here. Here's Common going after the president.
This is the dream we tell. A land where dreamers live and freedom dwells. immigrants get the benefits. We put up monuments for the feminists. Tell the NRA they in God's way. And to the people of Parkland, we say Ashe. Sentiments of love for the people from Africa, Haiti, to Puerto Rico.
And he goes after the president a bunch. That's common. That was last night.
Remember how I told you that liberals suck the fun out of everything?
Well,
thank you for illustrating that.
I tried to. Christian Toto will continue to illustrate this for us this morning at 8:05 as he breaks down everything that happened at the Oscars. And here's what else is coming up on Mornings in the Mall.
Joe DiGenova will be joining us at 7:05. We're going to discuss Robert Mueller's investigation. It seems to be going far afield of Russians and Russian investigation and collusion into our elections. Isn't that funny?
And hold on tight. Peter Navarro says the media invented the trade war phrase, but he'll join us from the White House in the next hour. It's coming up 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We're still seeing some lingering after effects of last Friday's powerful windstorm. Schools in Fauquier County and in Prince William County are opening 2 hours late this morning. Fairfax County public schools are all open except for 7 elementary schools that still don't have power. You can get the list of those schools at WMAL.com. It's another day in the dark for thousands in our area after Friday's storm. At this hour, Dominion Energy reports it still has about 18,000 customers out. Pepco, about 2,100, BGE some 30,000, and Novex still has about 1,400 without power. Buying your dream home can turn into a nightmare when severe weather strikes. That happened in Northern Virginia last week.
Days before a buyer and seller planned to go to contract on a house in Oakton, a massive tree falls on it during last week's windstorm,
crushing the master bedroom and pulling the back of the dining room wall away from the foundation.
Eric Stewart, host of Pointing You Home, heard Sundays at 8 a.m. on WMAL, says the best solution for his client here and the buyer is to agree to extend the settlement to allow for the rebuild.
Or the seller gets their insurance money and the buyer agrees to accept that and rebuild the house they want to, assuming that the bank will allow that to happen.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The iconic Potomac Mill sign along I-95 has been taken down after being damaged in the windstorm. The tilting sign had forced authorities to close southbound lanes of I-95 over the weekend out of fear that the sign could fall into the road. The new week brings some changes at Reagan National Airport for those using ride-sharing services.
Due to ongoing construction, those using Uber or Lyft to be picked up from Reagan National Airport will now have to go to a new location to get their ride. That's according to the airport's Rob Yingling.
We have worked with rideshare companies so that they program their apps so that when travelers need to get picked up at the airport, it will give them several options of locations on the ticketing level, either doors 2, 3, or 4. Will be the primary options for pickup.
He says that'll be in place for a few months and that the change does not apply to those being dropped off at the airport. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump is embracing the potential for a trade war after announcing tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Britain's leader is among those reaching out to the president on the proposed tariffs.
British Prime Minister Theresa May calling Mr. Trump Sunday to express deep concerns after officials from the European Union vowed to impose taxes on U.S. goods, including Harley-Davidson motorcycles, bourbon whiskey, and Levi's jeans.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. The Shape of Water was the big winner at the Academy Awards last night, but hashtag Me Too was what everyone was talking about.
From the start, Jimmy Kimmel got right into it.
Oscar is the most beloved and respected man in Hollywood, and there's a very good reason why. Just look at him. Keeps his hands where you can see them. Never says a rude word.
It got a lot more serious, especially when Ashley Judd, Salma Hayek, and Annabella Ciara, three women who came out about abuse at the hands of Harvey Weinstein, took the stage.
This year, many spoke their truth, and the journey ahead is long, but slowly a new path has emerged.
Backstage at the Oscars, Jim Roop, Hollywood.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,538, the Nasdaq at 72,58. Sports, the Wizards fall to Indiana. College basketball, Ohio State beats the Maryland women for the Big Ten title. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win 2, the O's win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than 2 decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
It's not really about when to invest or when the market's going to go up or down. It's about how to situate your money in good times and bad for what you're going to accomplish in retirement. Income money, discretionary money, vacation money, visit the kids money, wedding money, college money.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Get 2 classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because 2 is better than 1. That's 2 times the cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusion.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.